da 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 da. Somebody here, please. Someone here. Pass a comment. We are about started. Welcome to our prayer and miracle service. I am so much expectant that the Lord will move so much and so mightily in our midst. So wherever you are, just pass a comment. Just share. Pass a comment. Share it on your status. Bless someone. The Lord bless you so much. Marada basha kodomo. Remo kodomo. Shara baba baba baba. Leni maya andara basa. Thank you so much, Frida. I see you. Lemo Sharabara Kadaba Baba Baba. We have come to our Father. We have come to agree with the heavens to establish certain things here on the earth. We have come to meet our Father. And we have come to agree with the heavens to establish certain things here on earth. I'm seeing Anel, I'm seeing Josephine, I'm seeing SC. I'm seeing Abena, Edward, I'm seeing Cassie. I'm seeing Adjoalinda, how are you? I'm seeing Anastina. I'm seeing Victoria. Big three cards, maps. I'm seeing maps. Who else? Jamila, you're welcome. I'm seeing Abby. I'm seeing Frida. I'm seeing Ajua again. You bless God, Linda. I'm seeing Jeffrey. Is the network okay? Is the network okay? Alright. We are praying for a stable network. Yes, this evening the network is trying to do something, but we are praying for a stable network so that we can have a nice service. Jesus is Lord. If you are here, type Amen. If you are here, type Amen. You can type Amen and type another Amen again. My God. Jesus is Lord. We have come to pray. We have come to pray. We have come to agree here on earth. We have a whole lot of people who are not praying. Who are not praying. We are learning. We are reading the Bible. We are doing things that are good. But we are not praying. Hallelujah. I remember some prayer codes that our fathers wrote. I remember Andrew Murray will write, "Oh, let the place of prayer become to me the most beloved spot on earth." My God, my God, my God. It is, "Oh, let the place of prayer become to me the most beloved spot on earth." Let me ask you a question. Is the place of prayer even one of your beloved places on earth? Let me ask you a question. Is the place of prayer even part of the most beloved place on earth for you? Is it even part? I remember Charles Spurgeon who said that prayer is not a hard requirement. It is a natural duty of a creation to its creator. The simplest homage that human need that human need can pay to divine liberality. My God, that prayer is not a hard requirement. Prayer should be fun. Prayer should be joy. When you hear of prayer, don't cry. Don't cower back in your natural place. But prayer should be. Joy for the believer. And tonight we are going to pray certain prayers. And tonight we are going to go to certain dimensions. And tonight we are going to touch certain realms. I remember F.B. Meyer said something that the greatest tragedy of life is not an unanswered prayer. The greatest tragedy of life is not an unanswered prayer. The greatest tragedy of life is not an unanswered prayer. But an unoffered prayer, that means that prayer that was not offered, is the greatest tragedy in life. Because whenever a group of people ceases not to pray, they prevent the heavens from causing effect here on earth. Whenever we stay idle without prayer, whenever we stay there, we don't pray. We block the heavens from touching the earth. That is why when you don't offer a prayer, it is the greatest tragedy of life. This is because there are times that the heavens was dependent on your prayer to stop some road accident. Because the issue is that God can't do anything here on earth except man gives God the authorization here on earth. That is why when you don't pray, you are preventing God from causing that change in your family. That is why when you don't pray, you are causing God, you are blocking the heavens from intervening and saving your mother's marriage. That is why when you don't pray, you are causing and preventing the heavens from releasing your scholarship. That is why when you don't pray, you are blocking the heavens from opening your eyes to see in the realms of the spirit. That is why when you don't pray, you are preventing the heavens from also doing great things in your life. So prayer is a requirement. Prayer is something that every believer should pray. If you don't pray, you block the heavens. If you don't pray, you prevent the heavens. So there are times, the Bible said, when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he says that our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. It means that the will of God is, we pray the will of God. We don't fear the will of God into existence. We pray the will of God into existence. We pray the will of God into existence. We don't wish the will of God. So whenever you are requiring the will of God to be done here on earth, you must turn on your knees and you must pray the will of God into existence. I want to ask you, do you know the will of God concerning your academics? Do you know the will of God concerning your marriage? Do you know the will of God concerning your family? Do you know the will of God concerning this nation? I am sure what we are facing now is not the will of God. I am sure what we are going through now is not the will of God. I am sure the circumstances surrounding your academics and surrounding your family and surrounding your relationship and surrounding the financial struggle that you are going through, it's not the will of God. But you are sitting down, not praying, and you are sitting down and you are just thinking about it. You are sitting down and you are just wishing it. You are sitting down and you are just talking to people about the struggles that you are going through, about the struggles that you are going through. That is not the will of God. But the will of God is that when you and I, we stand in the place of prayer and we go on our knees and we cry the heavens into earth, and we cry the heavens into earth, and we cry the heavens into earth, and we say, save us, God. And we cry and we say, save us, Lord. And we say, save us, Lord. Manini hanta, don telegete, paradiso, nemo kuti ati asiati, radunze kadini mihantariake, imianko zadi baratuza. Somebody, your father is sick.
So instead of you to stand in the place of prayer and pray and cry the will of God into existence, you are sitting there buying paracetamol and codeine alone without crying the will of God into existence. Somebody, you are going through tough times. To the intent and the will of God concerning what you are going through, the heavens wants to cause a change in your situation, but you have not given the heavens authorization to make changes in your life, and you are sitting there crying and utiabobo. And you are sitting there and you are just crying and you have become sad and sorrowful. But you must understand that you can't be sorrowful and have the will of God in your life. You can't just be sorrowful and be sitting there without doing anything and the will of God will prevail. We pray the will of God into existence. That is why Jesus said, Jesus told his disciples, when you pray, say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Your will be done on earth. We have a group of believers who understand all the dynamics of scriptures, who understand all the precepts, all the context, and the protest, but we don't understand the will of God. We have a group of believers who understand everything, every mystery in the Bible, but don't understand the will of God and can't pray the will of God into existence. There are believers that when you enter their rooms, you see prayer books and books on prayer written by Mars Moreau, written by Watchman Nee, written by Dr. Mensa Otabo, written by Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William. They have all the books of prayer. They have all the books on prayer, Pastor Chris, where everything, they have everything, but can't stand and pray, but can't go into the throne room and pray, but can't go down on their knees and pray. We can text and chat and TikTok and likey and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, but we can't pray. Come on, we can't pray. When it comes to prayer, we see prayer as a work. When it comes to prayer, we see prayer as something which is difficult. When it comes to prayer, we have answers and we have questions. When it comes to prayer, we have certain things that we need to say, certain intelligent things that we need to do at the same time of prayer. And whenever we must stand and pray, we will have an excuse to the thing that we should do that is necessary to our existence here on earth, and we will give nice excuses that my distant wants to say, and my books and my this and my that, and we don't pray, and we have become exactly as an unbeliever. Mahundara's theater. Kodoboshia. Herade Zudia Kratinde. Mahos Katia. But tonight, as we have gathered here, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, depending on where you are connected from, as we have gathered here as believers, we are not just only going to pray, but the spirit of prayer will enter somebody. Someone will catch a desire. David said, as the deer so panted for water, so my soul longed for thee. Oh, as the deer panted for the water brooks, so my soul longed for thee. Somebody is going to be your story. That, oh, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for prayer. That you become so thirsty for prayer, that you become so hungry for prayer, and you will keep on praying and praying and praying, and you will go back to the place and the time of prayer. Some people can say, oh, then times, no, those times I used to pray like never before. Those times I used to pray for 1 hour. Those times I used to pray for 30 minutes every day. Those times I used to pray for 2 hours every day. Yes, thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Those times you were good. Those times you were anointed. Those times you were prayerful. I want to ask you, what about now? What about today? What about today? Are you still prayerful like when you first came to Christ? At first, when Christians come to Christ, everything they seek to do is to pray. But today, we have so much sat on prayer. We've taught prayer, and we are not praying. Nobody can teach you prayer to become prayerful. We pray to become prayerful, sister and brother. Nobody can teach you to become prayerful. We pray to become prayerful. Nobody can teach you to be prayerful. We pray to become prayerful. We pray to become prayerful. We pray to become prayerful. Madiba koda bazini miyakada baba. Tate kata tata tata. Zonde legreza da. Mahumbara dia. Loro godu baratiza te. Tate katu dibia. Larada gada basini.
People start
talking, oh God, anoint me, grant me the gift of prayer. Prayer is not a spiritual gift, oh. Prayer is not a spiritual gift, it's an activity. You must do it. We don't have one person here on earth who says that, for me, I am gifted to pray. So when someone can be gifted to lead prayer, but that person is not gifted to pray. There's a huge difference. There is a huge difference with someone who is gifted to lead prayer and someone who prays. As a matter of fact, people who are gifted to lead prayer don't like prayer like that. Most people who are good, who can turn you to pray, you don't know how to pray. They don't pray themselves. They know how to lead, but they don't pray. Prayer is not a spiritual gift. Stand up, my sister. Stand up, my brother, and pray. Somebody type, pray. My God. Somebody type, pray. Thank you. My God.
Hudson Taylor says that, do not work so hard that you have no strength to pray. For prayer requires strength. Do not work so hard.
Some of you can work hard. It comes to prayer, I'm tired.
Prayer also requires your physical energy. Prayer requires your physical energy.
You work hard. Oh, I'm tired.
I'm tired. I just came from the market. I'm tired. I'm tired. I said I'll pray for 10 minutes. I'm tired. Sister, brother, pray. Today we are going to pray. Today we are going to pray. Somebody type, I pray. I pray. Thank you. Hashtag I pray. You got the I, small I, then you don't leave space, then capital P, then small R, A, and Y. I pray. My God. Karadabashandi. We are going to pray. God bless you. God bless you. Pray.
I am hungry for prayer. Do I have someone who is also hungry? The enemy is joking with us. The enemy is. My God, I am hungry. The enemy is messing up with us. It's becoming us more of people who love services that does not include prayer.
Are you ready to pray? Our first prayer point. I'm hungry to pray.
I'm hungry. I'm very hungry.
Today nothing can stop me. I'm going to pray myself. I'm not just going to leave prayer.
I am hungry to pray.
Because the enemy is messing up with us believers. Some of us, it is. Today I was praying for a group of believers. And totally, certain things that is blocking the people of God from excelling. Certain minute spirit. Minute. And it can destroy everything. We need to stand up and rise up and pray. And prayer is not just noise making, but prayer is a communication that we are going to talk to God. We are going to have a very perfect conversation with our Father. We can watch movies for hours, but we can't pray for minutes. We can watch a whole series, season 1 to season 5, within three days. Now we can have a prayer time of continuous prayer for a week. Can somebody hear me, please? Can you hear me? Loud and clear. Someone should paste Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. Rock, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing. All right. Now, when the people, when the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and prayed. The heavens was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was of the son of Heli. Which version is this? Is the network okay? Hello, can you hear me, please? Is the network okay? All right. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too, and he was praying. Heavens was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended on him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. So we read here in scriptures, we read here in the Bible, that the Bible said that there are people, there are a group of believers going to be baptized. And the Bible said that Jesus found himself among those people. Jesus found himself among those people. But Jesus was doing something that the other people were not doing. Bible has a very nice way, dramatic way of emphasizing things for us to know. So at the time of baptism, we have a lot of people in a queue. Can you hear me, please? We have a lot of people in a queue. So there are a lot of people in the queue going to be baptized. But the other people, the Bible was silent on what they were doing. But the Bible said that for Jesus, he was praying. So the other people were silent, but Jesus was praying. So one thing that Jesus did was that Jesus distinguished himself with prayer. In other words, anytime a group of believers meet, we will have some who pray, some who don't pray. So we have believers who like praying and believers who don't pray. You see, open heavens doesn't come by chance. When we read the scriptures, we just forget and say, oh, the heavens was open to Jesus and the dove descended on him. But the actual thing is that Jesus was praying. He was praying. And the prayer was also part of the reasons why the heavens was open upon him. So Jesus prayed that the heavens was open. Open heavens doesn't come by chance. And you must understand that this was the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Jesus never began ministry until the heavens was opened upon him. You need open heavens. Jesus never began ministry until the heavens was open for him. You need open heavens. That is why you must join your faith with mine. And we pray. Hallelujah. So our first prayer point, everything blossoms under open heavens. Everything blossoms under open heavens. When the heavens open on your academics will blossom. When the heavens open on your marriage, your marriage will blossom. When the heavens open on your ministry will blossom. When come on, Radiba Shataya, Tinebu Shendele. Mana matuni adaba. Tentelege de bebe. Tarabashan talababa. Redo bolobo.
When the heavens open on your business will begin to blossom. Are you here with me? So we are going to make a prayer and we are going to tell God that, oh God, we cry for open heavens. We cry for open heavens. Let the heavens open upon me. And you know what you want the open heavens for. Someone might be here. You are a pastor of a church. Yours is to cry that, oh God, I cry for open heavens on my ministry.
Take your toes out there.
Some people might be here. You are into business. You are going to cry and say, oh God, I cry for open heavens for my business. There are people here that are students. And when you're going to pray, we are going to say, oh God, we cry for open heavens for our schooling, our academics. There are people here who are desiring God for dimensions in the realms of the spirit. There are people here who have been called into the office of the prophet, of a teacher, of an apostle. You are going to cry to God and, oh God, let the heavens open on me in my spiritual dimension. There are people here that your family needs an open heavens. And we say that, oh God, enough is enough. Oh God, enough is enough. I am calling your name upon my family. Let the heavens open on my family.
Lift up your voice wherever you are and make a prayer. Lift up your voice and make a prayer. That is our first prayer point. Lift up your voice. Makuni mihanta mimiyango. Ilubus ilubus. Rembadi basolele. Lagadini mianda rabasende ribus tanda rabata.
Oh God, that the heavens will be open upon us. That the heavens will be open upon us. That the heavens will not deny us an open heavens. There are some of you, as you are praying, the heavens will be open upon the thing that you need. Some people here need scholarship. As you are opening your mouth and you are praying, the heavens will blossom upon you like never before. And the thing that you are desiring, we are going to pray the will of God here on our circumstances. We are going to pray the will of God. We are praying the will of God in our affairs. If you as an individual, the will of God is enforced in your life, and me as an individual, I also have enforced the will of God in my circumstances and in my center. Someone also in Zimbabwe also enforced the will of God in the plane that he is. Someone in Cape Town also enforced the will of God in Cape Town. Someone in the United States, Alabama, also enforced the will of God in Alabama. Someone also in Canada, in Calgary, in Alberta, in Saskatchewan, also enforced the will of God there. Someone also in Ghana, in Tepa, in Ho, in Bolivar, in Kumasi, in Cape Coast, also enforced the will of God there. You would enforce the will of God on the earth as believers. That is why we are crying unto God and we are saying that, oh God, let the heavens open upon us. Oh God, let the heavens open upon us. Oh my Father, let the heavens open.
Oh
God, that the heavens will be open. Oh God, that the heavens will be open. Oh God, that the heavens will be open. 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 We cry for open heavens in our circumstances. We cry for open heavens in our situation. We cry for open heavens in the thing that we do.
But we have come to you and we are crying unto you, oh God. Let heaven open up that your will will be enforced in our circumstances, that your will be enforced on this earth, that your will be enforced at our workplace, that your will be enforced in our ministry, that your will be enforced in our marriage, that your will be enforced in our homes, in the name of Jesus. Party goes that, oh God, we cry for open heavens. That, oh God, we cry for open heavens. We cry for open heavens. Mahon talarabasuni biyante lembro dokonobo suni biyanta lengani mahanta irani yondorobo shandelebe. Rapapaya rapapere yanda labasuni biyanta rakani. Let the heavens open, God. 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 Let the heavens open. Yarasia, 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 Yarasia. Cry for open heavens. Our God and our Master, our Savior and our King. Wherever we are connected from, wherever we are connected from, wherever you are connected from. Those from China, those from India, those from UK, those from Ghana, those from Zimbabwe, those from Nigeria. We are crying together. We are praying together. We are crying the open heavens. And we are praying open heavens on our circumstances now. And we are praying open heavens in our times now. And we are praying open heavens in your job now. And we are praying open heavens in your business now. And we are praying open heavens in your home now. And you are praying open heavens in your academics now. And you are praying open heavens in your career now. The enemy has owned you. And they have territorialized us. And they have conquered territories for longer. The enemy has been able to manipulate and maneuver its way into your circumstance. And have territorialized that place. And I've become the ogre. And I've become the boss. And I've become the chef. And I've become the king and the master in your place. But as you cry for open heavens, as the heavens open, one thing we know and one thing is for sure, that the enemy cannot resist an open heavens. The enemy must give way for God. The enemy must give way for God. So we are crying unto our Father and we are saying that, oh God, your will be done. And we are saying that, oh God, your will be done. And we are saying that, oh God, your will be done. And we are saying that, oh God, your will be done. Your will be done. Hatule kadabasu ni mi hanta. Leko dobo suku ni mi yakadabasu ni mi ya. Ati ni mi hanta. Yanda rabasu ndele ya. Yanku de basu ni mi yante. Yanta yakade barabasu ni mi ya. Rakadabasu ni mi yente regedebe ya. Aparakadiki basu ni mi yante lebo sada. Rakadibi yanda rabasanda. And let the will of God be enforced on the earth. And let the will of God be enforced. We are crying to God, we are crying to our master. We are hungry. I am hungry for the will of God. 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 God. I am hungry for the will of God, and we must cry the will of God on earth. We must pray the will of God on earth. We must go on our knees and cry and open heavens and our, oh God, that the heavens will be open. There are some people that you must see open heavens in your ministry. Your ministry must heal the sick, raise the dead. Your ministry must have branches to touch the orphans. Your ministry must go land to touch the widows. Because you are not praying open heavens, you have become so common and so usual and so predicted in your function and your influence. But as we cry for the will of God, God is going to rain into your ministry full effect. As you cry for open heavens, there are some of you that you need to further your studies. There are some of you that your marriage needs to come this year, and your marriage needs to come this year, and your marriage needs to come next year. There are some of you that your parents should be able to open that things up, but because you are not praying the will of God, there are some of you, there are 20 other people who must take their salary from your job, but because you have not cried for open heavens, you have become so small and so unable to expand and reach out. But as we cry unto God, we are crying and we are praying that, oh God, let your will be done in our lives. Oh God, let the open heavens come. Oh God, let the heavens open. And open heavens is God showering His grace upon you. And open heavens is God showering His favor upon you. And open heavens is God speaking over your life. And open heavens is God talking over your circumstances. And open heavens is God saying that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Like a demi mihanta, a demi milogro scatter. This is the open heaven that we cry for. We should not become Christians who have become so cut out to prayer. We should not become Christians who are so much tired to prayer. Oh, Marikodo was theater about Yantelevosuni. But this is our full effort. The Bible said, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare, the Bible said, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. As you speak, the Holy Ghost take over your mouth, and the Holy Ghost take over your confessions, and the Holy Ghost take over the thing that you are speaking. It makes it mighty. That is why the Bible said, mighty through God. As you speak, the Holy Ghost make it mighty. He takes it, He sends it even into the heavenly holies of holies. He's polished it, He becomes powerful. So as you are talking, you might be stammering. As you are talking, your words might not be perfect. You might not even be praying according to scripture. But as long as you are praying in God, the Holy Ghost takes charge of the words that you are speaking. He makes it mighty. He metamorphosizes it into something great. He makes it very tremendous. It becomes a missile in the realm of the spirit. It becomes a weapon. He picks the thing that we are doing. He picks the cattle that we are holding. He makes it a mighty missile. He makes it a ballistic missile. Very dangerous in the realms of the spirit. The Bible said they are mighty through God. 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 I want you to know that which God has prepared for you. I want you to know that which God is waiting for you to do. So what God needs you to do is to open your mouth in prayer. He picks the thing that you are speaking. He picks the thing, the word that you are speaking. He makes it mighty through Him. He multiplies those things, my God. He multiplies it in the realm of the spirit. The Bible said, in the pulling down of strongholds, there are certain strongholds, there are certain territories, there are certain realms, there are certain dimensions that the enemy has made their stronghold. The enemy is sitting at that place, sipping juice and malt. But as you pray, as you lift up your voice
And as you pray, the Holy Ghost make it mighty. Ahibo Kodiba, Yandara Basinia, Yandere Katiniha, every stronghold, be it in the family, be it in the academic, be it in the marriage, be it in your promotion, every stronghold, every place that every blood destitute demon has captured that place, has been able to captivate that place and make that place his stronghold. The word that you speak in my God, he's pulling them down. So we are pulling things down. Everything that the enemy has done concerning our nation Ghana, concerning our nation UK, concerning the nation Belgium, concerning the nation United States, as you lift up your voice from your country, the enemy stronghold is broken, is brought down in the name of Jesus. Thank you for praying. God bless you for praying. God bless you for praying. That is our first prayer point. Pata kasita. Londo lobo shaya. Tete makatua. Atune masita. Lerebosi. Makuni miyanta. Atunde esketeya. Arigrosiye. Tene maskindede. Mama, mama, mama. Mama Masuni, Harokoto, Mahande City, my God and my Father, oh Mahi, Mahumbarasi, my God and my Father, Mumboskoto, Atetete, Pata, Atetekete, Ilendele, my God and my Father, Toto Kosoto, Tashita, my God. Somebody should face Luke chapter 4 verse 14. We are praying. Polo good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior Jesus. Thank you.
We give you glory, Lord.
Chapter 4 verse 14. The Bible said, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. And the Bible says, other version says that, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out fame of him through all the regions round about. My God. The Bible said that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Hey, my God. And fame and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. So you know something? What you need is heavenly endorsement, and everything will blossom. What you need is the heavens to endorse you. What you need is for the heavens to say, I have endorsed you, my son. I have endorsed you, my father. I have endorsed you, my daughter. I have endorsed you, my king. What you need is heavenly endorsement. And you must understand that Jesus returned into Galilee right from praying and fasting. Right from praying and fasting. The Bible said he returned in the Spirit's power. Hey, I want to tell somebody that we are returning from this podcast in the Spirit's power. In power and in might. We are going to cry unto our God, and we are going to cry unto our Father that, oh God, let us be clothed in Spirit's power.
let us be clothed in the power of the Spirit. Let us be clothed with power. We are leaving this mountain. We are leaving this mountain in the power of the Spirit. We are leaving this mountain in the power of the Spirit. We are leaving this place. We are leaving this place in the Spirit's power. And nothing can be able to stop it in the name of Jesus. So you are crying, you are saying, oh God, you are saying, oh God, let your power come upon me. Let your might come upon me. Let your power clothe me. Let your power clothe me. I am clothed with your power. There are some people that when they do something very small, it spreads. There are people that they are waiting for man to endorse them. If man endorses you, you will need man to be able to stay at that same place. But if God endorses you, my God, who is the person who can be able to counteract what God has said? Oh my God, oh my Father, when God endorses you, who is man who can be able to counteract and interact with what God says? But when man raises you to some level, you need that same man to be able to sustain you at that same position. That is why I am here and I'm so much hungry for my God. And I'm so much thirsty for my God. And I'm so much hungry for my God. And I'm crying unto my God and my Father. And I'm saying that, oh God, I need heaven to endorse me. Let heaven speak over my life. Let heaven speak over my life. The gospel about Jesus did not spread by just the preaching of the gospel alone, not by any miracles, but by Jesus returning in power from on high. The gospel spread just by God. Oh, glory, my Father. Just by God endorsing His Son. Just by God endorsing His Son. Just by God endorsing His Son. We are crying unto our God. We are crying unto our God. And we are crying unto our Master. And we are saying, oh God, wherever you are, wherever you are connected from, we are connected from you. Say, oh God, we need heavenly endorsement. We need heavenly endorsement. We need heavenly endorsement. Let the heavens endorse me like never before. Oh God, I am ready for heaven. I am ready for heaven's endorsement. I am ready for heaven's endorsement. May you endorse me. May you endorse me. May you showcase me to the world when I'm fully cooked. May you showcase me to the world when I'm fully cooked. Atini mi akodobo se. Rababa Shadaba Rekodobobobo Yanta Lagadini Mianta Paragadaba Santaya Rekodobo Sondeme Rekodobobo Rababa Rababaya Rakadaba Yakadaba. We need the heavens to endorse us like never before. We need the heavens to endorse us like never before. We need the heavens to come to our aid. We need the heavens to come to our aid. We need the heavens to come to our aid. We need the heavens to cry on us and say, I have endorsed my daughter Ruth. I have endorsed my daughter Ruth. I have endorsed my daughter. In that time, in the heavens to endorse you and say, I have endorsed my son Eric. I have endorsed my son Eric. I have endorsed my son Eric. In the heavens to endorse you. That, oh, I have endorsed my daughter Sheila. I have endorsed my daughter Sheila. I have endorsed my son Ben. Oh God, may you endorse me. Oh God, may you endorse me. Oh God, may the heavens endorse me. I wait for not a promotion from any man. My promotion comes not from man, but my promotion comes from heaven. My endorsement comes from heaven. If heaven endorses you, even if you cough, people give you a standing ovation. When heaven endorses you, even if you cough, people give you a standing ovation. Even if you clap, people give you a standing ovation. Even if you say anything, people say, oh wisdom, oh well, because the heavens have endorsed you, because the heavens have approved of you. Oh God, may you approve of you. We wait for your approval in this age when everybody wants to please man. Make me not, oh God, let
Let me not be a man pleaser. Let me be a God pleaser. Let me not be a man pleaser. Let me please God. And if I please God, I will please men. But I can please men, but I don't please God. Men can endorse me, but not necessarily my God. But when God endorses me, man must endorse. Oh, makuni yataya. When God endorses me, man must endorse. When God is pleased with me, man must be pleased with me. Because my Bible said the heart of a king is in the hand of God like a stream of river. Wherever he wants it, that is where he directs it to. As I cry to you, my God, as I cry to you, my shepherd, as I cry to you, my savior, as I cry to you, my king, as I cry to you, my companion, may you endorse me. May you endorse me. Let your power come upon me. Let your power come upon me. Let your power come upon me. The Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your mortal body, it shall give life, my God. It shall quicken it, my God. It shall quicken my mortal body, my God. I cry for the quickening of the Holy Ghost, my God. That I'll be clothed in power from on high. That I'll be clothed in power from on high. Oh, global cinema. But everywhere I step is power. That everybody I touch is power. That everybody that looks upon me looks at power. That I become a full possibilities of God. That I carry the full possibilities of God. That I carry the full power of God. The Bible said that the aprons of the apostles, they were carried to dead people. They were carried to sick people. That when sick people, they are touched with the apron of the anointed apostles, they were healed. No matter their sickness, my God, we need such power in this generation. This generation that doubts your existence, that doubts your power, that doubts that you are God above all flesh. And what you say, no man can also question. They doubt your power because God lacks vessels who lack power, who cry for power, who cry for endorsement. Oh God, I am available. Oh God, I'm available. Oh Father, I'm available. Let your power come. Let your glory come. Let your might come. Let your might come. Oh God, Yandelebo Sunday. Oh God, I'm available. If you are needing someone to bless, oh God, I'm available. If you are needing someone to pour your raw power to, oh Lord, I am available. Oh God, I am available. Oh God, I am available. Pour it upon me, my God. Pour it upon me, my God. Rain it upon me, my God. Soak me in your power. Dip me in your power. Bury me in your power. That I may be power. That I may be power, that I may be power, that my words may be power, that my preachings may be power, that my prophecies may be power, that my healing ministries may be power, that everybody I talk to will be power. Oh God, my God, Liandara Basuni Mianta, Atini Mianta Lakatua, Ascendete, Apali Kaduza Katia, Atini Miakova Siata, Rande Bakuni Mianta, let your power come, let your power come. Bible said, Jesus descended from Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and fame of him spread. I cry to God. I cry to my God. Aye, Kadibosa, Ainda Kibasua, Alibo Kuba, Yandelebo Sunimia. We cry for your power. We cry for your grace. We cry for your power. We cry for your might. Clothe us in power. 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 Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. My God and my Father. My God and my Father. My God and my Father. My Savior and my King. My God and my Father. I cry for your power.
I cry for power. I cry for power. I cry for power. I cry for grace. 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 I cry for power. Attack us all. We need the power. I need your power, Holy Ghost. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it in my ministry. I need it in my academics. I need it in my business. I need it in my relationships. I need your power. Oh, glory. Tadoze. Tododo. Le, le, le. The Lord bless you for prayer. The Lord bless you for prayer. Oh God, the Lord bless you for prayer. If you are say power, power knows no age. Power knows no age. There are 12-year-old people who are so powerful than 50, 90-year-old people. Donald Trump is not the oldest in the United States, but he's the most dangerous man in the United States because of power and authority. Say power. Say power. Somebody pray 2 Kings 6 verse 1 to 6. Or you just pick verse 1 to 7. But if you can pick verse 1, let me pick verse 1 first. 2 Kings 6 1.
My God. But I was see yes, the world. Amanina Bata Bata Wasi Unyami Oposu Ni Asasi
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 1. The Bible says, the company of prophets said to Elisha, look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Somebody say expansion. You must understand that expansion is good. There are some of you must let go of self-imposed limitations. You must expand. Expansion is good. Isaiah 55 verse 9, Bible says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Expansion is good. The ways of God are higher than our thoughts and our ways. When Solomon was building the temple, in his dedication message, he said that heavens and earth, they are higher and they cannot even contain God. The heavens and the earth, they are higher and they cannot even contain God. Listen, you need expansion. No matter how huge you are right now, you can still expand. My God. Job 36 verse 22 makes us understand that God's power is unlimited. Beloved, there is more to God than we are seeing now. There is more to God than we are seeing now. There is more to God than we are seeing now. There are dimensions that are still untapped in our God. There are realms in God that we have not gotten to. We've not gotten to those places. As we are going to pray, we are going to cry that, oh God, I cry for expansion. And this expansion, you can take it in anything that you want. Any good thing that you are doing, you can cry for an expansion. If you are into business, you can cry for an expansion in your business. If you are into ministry, you can cry for an expansion in your ministry. If you are a prophet, you are crying for an expansion in the level of seed. Can you hear me? If you are a musician, you are crying that, oh God, I pray for my music ministry, an expansion. If you are a student and that is what you want, you can pray for an expansion in your academic life. Some of us, we are ready to pray for an expansion. And this expansion, we are praying for it everywhere. 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 My God. Say, oh God, expand me. Oh God, expand my territories. Oh God, rain your expansion upon us. Oh God, expand my territories. Mata Hatibia. Telegoboshiada. Nama Mama Pudibia. We are going to cry for expansion. Nalagosha. Radoboshadele. No, 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 no. Nana Mahuya. The other day, Jabez cried unto God. He cried unto God and said, oh, that thou mayest bless me and enlarge my territory. Jabez cried for an enlargement of his territory. The Bible said he became honorable. He was more honorable than his brethren. The man who was born in pain because of his cry to God, the man who was born in pain because of his sincere prayer to God, that God, thou mayest bless me indeed and expand my territories. Beloved, expansion is good. If you are a pastor, you are crying for an expansion. Enlarge my coast. There are heights in God. There are dimensions in God. There are realms in God that is still untouched, that is still virgin. There are dreams in God that we have still not been to those places. As we cry to God, there are zenith and there are zenith in the power of God. There are heights, there are dimensions, there is an apex to what you are doing. No matter what you are doing, as you cry to God, as you cry to your Father, and you say, oh God, expand me. 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 Atini mi atalaba so dede. Your territories will be enlarged. Your territories will be enlarged. Liberuba sunimi yambarababa. Lendorobo sunimi yanta labashanda. Lendorobo sunimi yanta. Our territories need to be enlarged. Some of you, if you pray for 1 hour, you can cry that God grant me the grace to pray for 2 hours. Some of you, if you can be able to see in the realms of the spirit, you can be able to see more. There is another dimension. There is another realm. Move from the places of trance. Move from the place before impressions. Maybe you are at the impression stage. You must cry for an expansion. And oh God, may you bring me to the realm of dreams. If you are in the dream stage, in the level of seeing, you can cry to God and say, oh God, bring me to the level of dreams. If you are in the dream stage, you cry that, oh God, bring me to the level of trance. If you are in the level of trance, you can cry to God, oh God, bring me to the level of open visions. If you are in the level of open visions, you can come to that level of God carrying your eyes, and God carrying your eyes, and God carrying your spirit to realms and dimensions. Cry to your God. Cry to your God. Cry to your God. Cry to your God. If you have been a blessing to people for 50, you can also be a blessing to people of 100. My God and my Father, limitation is a curse. Limitation is a curse. Limitation is a curse. Limitation is a curse of the mind. The enemy limit us, and the enemy limit us that we are afraid. Oh my God, I have not reached. God, I am just beginning. God, I am just beginning. May you expand me. 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 Latele katoa ya parakatuni mi ya kalaba. Tata lentolobo shanda rabalakadaba sunimi yanta mahantini miyanta labasende rakadaba shanda lababa rabalakadini miyanta palakadea palakadaba lakadaba shanda rapapaya kadunimiya palakadabaya lentolobo sunimi yanta lababa. God, expand my territories. God, expand my territories. God, expand me. The prophets, the school of prophets, the company of prophets, they said and they told the old prophet that, oh prophet, let us come and enlarge the place in which we live. My God, we must meet a large crowd. We must meet a large number of people. Is somebody willing to cry to his God? Is somebody willing to cry to his God? Is somebody willing to cry to God and say that, oh God, that thou mayest bless me indeed and expand me? Expansion is called. Liam prakasini hanta. Liam prakotekatea. Liam telegodua. Liam derebosuni miyanta lagadea. Legro bobobobo. We let go of self-imposed limitations. We let go of self-imposed limitations. We let go of self-imposed limitations. Oh, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways and God's thoughts higher than our ways and our thoughts. We cry to you, God. We cry to you, God. We cry to you. If the heavens and the earth and the highest of heavens cannot contain God, that is the same way the power of God is immeasurable. The power of God is innumerable. The power of God is unfathomable. The power of God is in excess. The power of God is in excess. My God, I cry for expansion. 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 My God, do what I got about. Montolo Bodobo. Mama. No more bullshit.
I cry for expansion. Tatakuzaya. Rabdakadababa. Lift up your voice. 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 And cry. Kadababa shakadaba. Pantakatua. Pashete. Asimini hanta. Don't get tired. Lift up your voice and make a prayer. Don't get tired. Please don't get tired. Don't get tired. Makunimi anta. Your weapons, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. Barakatunimi anta. Yanta lagadinimi yakadaba. Rabasata katunimi anta. Yanta labasandalaba. Rakadinimi antoliada. Legodogodogodogodogodo. Regedebe regodobo. Randa lagadabasanda. Yandolobo sondelibia. Lankadiba sunihanta. Rande kodiba sketete. Lenkoloba sinimianta. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name. The Lord bless you for praying. I see expansion coming for you. I see expansion coming through for you. I see expansion coming through for you. Somebody please. 3. 2 Kings 6 verse 3 to 5 for me. 2 Kings 6 verse 3 to 5. The Lord is expanding you. Look at you. Look at the glory God is bringing to you. Just look at it. Just look at God bringing glory to you. Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servant?" "I will," Elisha replied. And he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh Lord, oh no, my Lord," he cried out. "It was borrowed. It was borrowed." The axe head fell into water. Somebody say axe head. Axe head. My God. Axe head. The axe head, the Bible said, fell into water. God bless you. Isn't it interesting that when you pick an axe, right? When you pick an axe, the sharpest part of the axe is the axe head. In fact, it is the axe head that makes the axe an axe. Without the axe head, the axe is just a wood. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? When I pick an axe head, that which qualifies the axe head to be an axe head is the axe head. If I take the axe head, a kumano tini free one. A kumano yakumabio abeya. But isn't it interesting that the only part that fell into the water was the axe head? The part that fell into the water was the sharpest part of the axe. Are you hearing me, somebody? The part that fell into the water that God lost was what? The axe head, the sharpest part. Listen to me, somebody. There are some of you where the sharpest part of you has fallen into water. The most dangerous part of you has been lost. Your anointing has fallen into water. The sustenance of your parents' marriage, it has fallen into water. The joy in the marriage, it has collapsed. The business has collapsed. The axe head, my God, has fallen into water. We need to cry to the Master and say, "Oh, Master, atone so." Some of you, your prayer life, that was the most sharpest part of you. At Tonsum, the moment this guy came into your life, your prayer life got destroyed. Your holiness life, you have never been able to recover again. The most sharpest part of you, the most dangerous part of you, has fallen into water at Tonsum. But tonight, you are going to cry just as the servant cried to the Master. And the asset was able to float.
My God.
Our sharpness is coming back again. 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 That which made us sharp is coming.
Thank you.
Say, "Oh God, restore me." Thank you. Amen. Oh God, restore me. We are crying for restoration. That, oh God, that thou mayest restore unto us our anointing. That thou mayest restore unto us our glory. That thou mayest restore unto us our power. That thou mayest restore unto us our anointing, our grace, our favor. No, our sharpest part cannot fall like that. It cannot sink like that. It cannot be, no. It cannot be quenched like that. We are crying to the Master. So, alas, Master, for this is borrowed. Yakatu baratini mi anta. Mi pawa la kolo kolo ni mi ante le mi. Randele bo chandara ba 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 ba. Rapati la ni mo 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 te ya. Mi pawa katini mi zule ya. Mi pawa katini mi ante la ba sinu. We are crying to the Master. Say, "Oh Master, mi rakosi ni mi ya. Have mercy upon us. For this is borrowed. For this is borrowed. For this is borrowed." Mi pawa katini mi ante la. Restoration is coming back. The peace that once you enjoyed in your marriage, that peace is coming back. The sustenance and the joy that you had in your marriage, yes, back. The sharpest part of the marriage is still coming back. You check back in the house, those times when mommy used to laugh and daddy used to laugh. These days, whenever they see your face, they just cry and tears and sorrows. My God, it is coming back. Some of you, there is just one person in the family who has gotten sick, and that person was giving the shambles among the any person in the family, and it's causing havoc, and it's causing disarray, and it's causing a whole lot of pain even in their family. But as you are lifting up your voice, in prayer, you are crying, you are telling your God, your Father, that, oh God, my Father, you restore unto me. Oh, the Bible said that God will restore whatever that has been eaten by the locusts, by the cankerworm and the palmerworm. One thing that I know about the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillars, is that they are just people who, when they eat, they don't break it back again. When they swallow, they are swallowed. They are just one way traffic. But when God says there is a restoration coming, whatever the enemy has swallowed, the enemy must draw it back. The enemy must vomit it back. Even if, my God, those of us who went to woods, those of us who did science in school, you would understand that there are certain animals. They don't also do that. When they bring it in, they are bringing it in. That is how the Bible describes the enemies that take the things that belong to the children of God. The Bible calls them, the Bible symbolizes them with the caterpillar, the cankerworm, the palmerworm. And the Bible said anything that they have swallowed, the Lord will cause them to restore. It means that they must vomit it back. They must vomit it back. Everything that the waters has taken, every aspect that the water has taken, the water must pull it back. The water must bring it back. The water must bring it back, my God. And my Father, Yandaraba Sande, Palakati Milianta, whatever the enemy has eaten, whatever the enemy has swallowed, the enemy must draw, they must restore unto us. Whatever the locust, whatever the caterpillar, the enemy is about vomiting everything that he took from you, vomiting the joy that was in the family, the peace that was in the family, the peace that went at your workplace. Your boss used to like you, your boss liked you so much, but it got to a time certain things happened, the joy was swallowed. But as you are crying to your God, the enemy must bring it back. Some of you, your academics, when you used to learn fine, when you were back in SDS, you were a good student, but the moment you entered the university, that which will cause you to study, your mind, the peace of mind that you are not having it, and the enemy has swallowed certain things that belong to you, even in the area of academics. The enemy battled with your mind, the enemy battled with your seriousness, the enemy battled with your eyes, the enemy battled with your imaginations. And he has been able to steal certain things that belongs to you, certain things that was served on your life. The axe head has been taken away. But as we cry to God, restoration is coming. As we cry to our God, restoration is coming. As we cry to our God, restoration is coming. As we cry to our God, restoration is coming. Lift up your voice and pray. The enemy must restore to us. The enemy must restore. So, now they are going to be here. Palapini me and Kobozo. Palapini me and Kobozo. There was a time that you could stand and pray for 30 minutes. There was a time you could fast like a day.
a day in the whole week. There was a time you were so much on fire for God. There was a time that you could go for dawn broadcast. You could wake up in your area and scream, praise the Lord. There was a time that you could go through the rain and go to church and come back happily with your Bible right in front of you. There was a time that you could stand and confess that Jesus Christ is our Savior, that Jesus Christ is our Lord. There was a time you were so much on fire for God. There was a time you were not even meddling up with sexual immorality. There was a time you were so holy, so pure, so genuine. There was a time you were so praying for God that you yourself did not doubt your relationship with God. There was a time your relationship was not in jeopardy. Your relationship with God was not in jeopardy. There was a time you were so pure. There was a time you were so anointed that when you sleep, you dream about serious things. You dream about normal, you dream about reality. You dream about certain things which was about to happen. There was a time when you lay hands on the sick, the power of God would move through your hands, touch the sick, and the sick would heal. There was a time when you speak in tongues, the power of God in my name. There was a time when you pray, the prayer causes and changes things. There was a time where so much brilliance and so much on fire for God. There was a time you used to sow seed. There was a time every money that you take, you want to give to the kingdom of God. That was your most sharpest part. But these days you don't even give. These days when you mention money, you become angry. These days when you mention prayer, you are running away. These days when you mention church, you are shy. These days when you wake up at dawn, it is because you are going to urinate and you come back and sleep. These days you are just so much cooler, and the enemy has been able to swallow that which is the most sharpest part of you. Those times you were so much fulfilled. Those times you said, oh, heaven comes, you would go some. Today you can't even be sure. When God comes, you are going or not. Today you are just running after promises. You are not so much desiring God. There was a time you can tell God, oh God, how much I love you. You can tell God, oh God, I love you from my heart. I love you from my heart, and I don't share my heart with anybody with you. There was a time you could go to God sincerely. There was a time you could go to God sincerely. These days you need a prophet before you go to God. These days you are running and chasing after prophetic words. These days you don't even have a personal relationship with God. The enemy has swallowed those things up. But as we lift up our voice, those things are coming back. 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 Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me, please? Oh my God, we are praying that God restore us. There was a time you were good. There was a time you were not judgmental. There was a time you were so sincere. Tell the truth, there was a time you used to study the word of God, you used to take the Bible and you read Luke, you read Habakkuk, you read Zephaniah, you read Zachariah, you read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Genesis, First Samuel, you can read it in weeks. There was a time you can take the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st Corinthians, 2nd Corinthians, you used to read everything. There was a time you were so much on fire, you go to the Christian library, Bibles, you study, my God, the land in the When was the last time you read a Christian literature? When was the last time you went on a spiritual journey for God? When was the last time you fasted for the Lord? When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you gave offering that will cost you? When was the last time? When was the last time? But the enemy has swallowed it, and the enemy has vomited back. The enemy has swallowed it, and the enemy has vomited back. The enemy has swallowed it, and the enemy has vomited back. Vomit it back in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Ta ta ka ta ta ta. Papa kude. Lebo bo 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 bo. Manko sha ta 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 ta. My God, my Father. No, no, there. Maya Baba Baba. Somebody say restoration. Somebody type restoration. I am so hungry for God. So hungry. So thirsty. Get back to sharpness. Somebody get back to sharpness. Get back to sharpness. Those things have been restored right now. Utilize it well again. Somebody, your holiness life has been revived. From now till you marry, you are going chaste. From now till you marry, you are going chaste. Your holy life has been restored. You had a little girl who vowed that, oh, for me, I will stay for God. And I will stay from sexual activities. But the enemy took it. And tonight you have been restored. You are staying for God from tonight. Tonight the burden has been taken off you. You were that small little girl who loved God. Genuine for God. Wanted to stay for God. And just one relationship has cost you everything. But tonight you have been sharpened. That young boy who loved God, who said, I want to be different. That young boy who said, I want to be different. I don't want to mess up with anybody's daughter. I want to stay for God. Those things were swallowed up. My Akodebe. But you have been sharpened once again. You have not just been sharpened. Your accent has been given to you. This time sharper. Marcus Katai. Somebody paste verse 5 again for me. Paste verse 5 again for me. I am hungry for God. So much hungry. Verse 5 says that as one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. Oh no, my Lord. He cried out. It was borrowed. Somebody say it was borrowed. It was borrowed.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord.
You see,
as we honor you.
One of the most painful things. One of the most painful things is that something that is not yours will get destroyed in your hands. Most painful things is that something that you did not start will get destroyed in your hands.
We give you glory, Lord, as we
honor
you.
I pray for you in the name of Jesus.
We give you glory, Lord,
I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, whatsoever thy hands findeth to do, do it with all thy might. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that things will not die in your hands in the name of Jesus. The reason why the servant cried out is because the thing was dying in his hands. Nothing will die under your supervision.
Father,
person will die under your supervision. Nothing will die under your supervision.
Let your comment come in.
Let's pray some 2-3 prayers, then let's pause here. I'm willing to pray more. You see, one thing I found in the passage is that there were voices I discovered in the passage. There are voices I discovered in the passage. And we must pray. The first voice I saw is the apostolic voice in verse 1. Apostolic voice is the voice that builds. Nothing will die in your supervision. Should we pray that prayer? I'm loving the prayer point already. Should we pray that prayer? Let's pray that prayer first. Let's pray that prayer first. We are praying, we are telling, oh God, that nothing will die under our supervision. 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 Logo do bo so do bo 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 bo. Yandas gedose. Some of you are occupying certain things. Some people started it. It should not die under your pen. It should not go down under your side. I remember years back in the university, I was praying, I was telling God, God, I did not start this thing. This thing cannot go down. Now that I am occupying it, my God. You did not start your ministry. People started ministry. So now ministry didn't go. You did not start, oh God. You did not start the music ministry. Certain people started this music ministry. It should not die in your hands. Certain people started business. It should not die in your hands. It should not die in your hands. Nothing will die under our supervision. 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 My God and my Father. The Bible said there was a time Apostle Paul was preaching. He preached and preached, and one man was so tired that he fell off. He was sleeping. He fell off from the window. The Bible said as long as Apostle Paul was there, he went there, placed his hands upon him, healed him, raised him back and continued preaching. No, Apostle Paul did not even want someone dying right in front of him. How much more your ministry? How much? No. Nothing should die. Nothing. Anything should not die in our presence. We are crying unto God. We give you glory. We are the first people to go to school. It should not die in our hands. We are the first people to do business. It should not die in our hands. We are not the first people to start this Christian race. Christianity should not die in our generation. The fear of God should not die in our generation. There were times that people
feared God. Never time that people feared God. People honored God. People revered God. Because the men and women of God, the Christians at that time, the Christians living in that generation, they carried the power of God. They resisted anything from dying in their terrain. We are running this Christian race now. We are running this Christian race now, and it should not die in our hands. It should not die in our hands. It should not die under our supervision. It should not die under our supervision. It should come back to life. It was borrowed. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Ikodobo shoni mi antala basanda. Ipalakatini mi antala gatunia. Yantele kodobo shoni mi yante. Ilenkrobo shoni mi antala basini mi ya. Things should not die under our watch. Things should not die under our supervision. Things should not die whilst we sit down and look. Oh God, we must cry out. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Alas, Master. Kodobo suni mi antala gadaba. Yantala basuni mi yante. Palagatini mi zana gadaba ya gadaba. Rapa pa 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 pa. Rapa pa pa pa. Rapa pa pa pa. Rapa pa pa pa. Rapa pa pa pa. Randa la bashanda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am so much revived. Oh, Baragadaba. Mina, God bless you. God bless you, Mina. Ta ta te te te. Mina, God bless you. Kindly follow me. Go, bo, 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 sanana. Nana, mazuni. Tate mazuliata. Lolo go do bo bo bo. I am so much revived. Someone said on fire. I wish we are praying all night long. My God. There is a revival in your atmosphere. There is a revival where you are. There is a change coming at your atmosphere. Tate koskata. Nene mozo no mo 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 mo. Mali grows a day. Oh, Baradada. Namakudi a day. La day, Baba Baba Baba. My God. My God. My God. The Lord is changing your circle. The Lord is crossing certain things which were dying under your watch. Ma. Mina says, my friend introduced me, and in fact, I'm really enjoying it. God bless you, Mina. God bless you. Ma. Ma kodo bo 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 bo. Tela gada basuliya. Lada gada 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 gada. Zondo lo bo 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 bo. Zondo lo go bo 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 bo. Yelelelelele bo shanda la baba. Yes, someone said I feel revived. My God. Zono godo bo bo bo. Let's take the last section of prayer, and we are out. We are good to go. Let's take the last sect. My God. 10 10 10 gun 6 2.
I see a global ministerial impact on your life. TNGANSIXTUS. I see a global ministerial impact on your life. The Lord will use you so mighty. The Lord will use you so mighty. I don't know if you are here.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory.
You are here.
As we honor you. You are wonderful.
You see, don't let discouragement take you. Because I see you doing what I am doing some. I see you doing what I'm doing some. I see you ministering to certain people. I see you ministering to certain people. I see you ministering to certain people. I'll go deeper with you, okay? Please, what do you do? Because I'm seeing you even in the area of teaching evangelism with a prayer, a touch of prayer. And I'm seeing the Lord will open my eyes. The Lord will open my eyes. Please, what do you do? What do you do? You are into ministry and currently in the Bible school. Okay, okay, I get it. I get you now. My God. You are in the Bible school now. Listen. I'll go deeper with you. I'll go deeper with you, Pa. I'll tell you why certain things will also boom for you. Even in ministry, God will use the area of management to also lift you up. That even in ministry, you become a head in the place that you do, and you see those people who grow up and become like superintendents, those people who grow up and become and they start controlling things. God will use that. I don't know what you studied in school. This is not Bible school that I'm saying. I don't know if you are someone who went to normal school before Bible school. But I'm seeing you even into that managerial time. Shooting up. Business administration, my God. Can you bless Jesus? Can you bless Jesus? Because I saw you managing. So it is not just you are not just going to be my God. You are not just going to be a pastor. But even because I'm seeing you that you are even confused as to should you go back to your business administration or should you continue with your Bible school? Because there's a lot of frustration that is coming your way and you are considering, Lord, am I on the right or the wrong path? And you are needing God. But listen, you are going to be anointed by my God. Because I'm seeing you as you are in the Bible school. I'm seeing you, God, raising you up, even becoming like a leader, a very key figure. So it will come to a time that you'll be, they'll pick you as a bishop. They'll pick you even as a bishop over money. And you would grow up and grow up and become very huge. So don't be confused with that. Don't be confused whether you want to go back to ministry, you want to go back to your education or not. Because a time is going to come that an opportunity will come for you again. And this opportunity that will come, it will come that it will be, you'll be called even into the normal corporate world to come and do business. Because I'm seeing someone like a lady, and the lady has introduced something to you that say, "Ajuma wezika omo." And as you are listening, you were sitting down and you were talking to God in your head, and you were talking to God in your head, and you are saying, "If there is money in this business and this Bible school is this way, why not do business entirely? Because I need money." And you are not wrong, man of God. But the issue is that the business will be utilized still in ministry. Please, are you here? Because I'm seeing you talking to people. And You are talking to people. I've entered a place that you are ministering. You are ministering to people. Like even I've entered a place like Doom. I've entered like Blue Way. And I'm seeing you walking through those places. And as you are walking through those places, some people are calling you pastor. Man of God. And people are discussing you. God will make you great, man of God. I don't know where you stay. I don't know where you stay, but there is a huge influence for God for you in Kumasi. And people, specifically a Doom area. Alright, you are currently in Accra. I'm seeing you in a Doom Kumasi. But I'm seeing people discussing you there. People have entered Blue Way. The place I've entered is Blue Way. Because I've seen certain people who are into their stores, and then they are talking about you. I'll go deeper with you. Let's pray. Are you willing to pray our last prayer? Are you ready? Gideon Ofori. I have entered a place. Gideon Ofori. I have entered a place, and the place that I've entered, I am very familiar with the place. And I'm seeing someone who is going to make influence. Even the place that I've entered, me, I'm very, very familiar with the place. Because I've seen you like in a atare. Some obi atare what you say. Like blue. Like bodank. That is why I was able to capture it first. And then I'm seeing you. One is blue, one is green. And it's like, it is a house attack. I have entered Kumasi. And as I've entered Kumasi in Ghana, I am around the tech area. upon area. Kumasi Academy. I don't know who you know who is linked to that side, but God is going to give you influence in this area that I've mentioned. Why did you go to school? Can you talk to me? What is deep? Me, I don't understand deep. Is somebody here, please? Somebody here, please. Let's pray our last prayer. It's okay.
Is that any better?
All right. I said I saw some voices in the passage as we were reading them. And one of the voices that I saw in the passage is the apostolic voice. And the apostolic voice is the voice that builds. Because I saw that a voice in verse 1, it says that they should go and build. They should go and build and expand. That is the apostolic voice. I also saw the evangelical voice. The evangelical voice is the voice that cries out when things are going on wrong in our life. We need people who will cry. Gideon says network. Gideon says network. Gideon, are you back? We need evangelical voices. People who will cry when things are going on wrong. Gideon, I said I've entered a place, and the place I've entered, I'm very familiar with that place. That is why I'm describing the place to you in details. I've entered a place like Kumasi. As I entered the place, I've entered Kumasi Academy area. Alright. And as I entered, I've seen you in an attire. You have taken someone's attire. It's like blue, like bodank. Blue. And you have changed to green. Like you are in green. Green, my God. He says yes, and that the attire that you took is blue. Blue. Alright. So blue. And you have picked. The Lord is telling me to tell you, he's giving you influence in this area. Even where you attended school and all that. I'll go deeper. Today is not prophetic night, so let's put it there. I'll go deeper. Okay, I learned the sound is a bit high. Is he okay now? Is he okay now? Thank you for... Alright. Someone said it was okay. Jesus. The first voice I saw is that I saw the apostolic voice, the voice that builds. And I saw the evangelical voice. Or the evangelist voice, the voices that correct. There are times that we need voices that will tell us when things are going on wrong. Because I saw in verse 5 that a voice cried out to the master, says, "Alas, master." P, you're welcome. "Alas, master." We need voices to tell us when things are going on wrong in our life. Hallelujah. When things are going on in our life. But Gideon, I and you, we have a lot of things in common. I'll pray for you, okay? Gideon, Ofori. We need the teacher's voice. I saw the teacher's voice in verse 6. The verse 6 is that the voice that will show us the way. So when the master asked, where did the axe head fell? They showed the voice that will show us the way. In this generation that we live in, we need voices that will show us a way to ensure that there is sanity. If you don't get voices that teach us, spirituality will be relegated to the backside. We need the teacher's voice. May God raise teachers among us in the name of Jesus. May God raise teachers among us in the name of Jesus. May God raise teachers among us in the name of Jesus. Voices that will bring clarity in the kingdom. Voices that will bring clarity in the kingdom. In the verse 7, in the verse 6b, I saw another voice. The voice that gives direction. That is the prophetic voice. We need the prophetic voice. Voices that will give directions. In times of difficulties, there are times what you need is God said such and such and such. God said such, and you know that this is the sure word of God, and you are settled. The last time I said something that if you know you will die by air, if you know you die by air, if you know you die by air, when the ship is drowning, you'll be asleep. When you know you die by hanging, you know you die by hanging. When the ship, when there is shipwreck and all that, you sleep. That is why Jesus slept on the boat, because he knew that was not his time. So when you have directions to the thing that you are doing, you are sure. It gives you a level of surety in what you do. Is somebody here with me? So there are times we need a prophetic voice. That is the voice in verse 6b. And the last voice is the pastoral voice. The voice that nurtures. The voice that teaches. The voice that nurtures and teaches. Is somebody here with me? We are praying that, oh God, we are praying for all these five voices. May you raise a voice in us, an apostolic voice, the evangelist voice, the pastoral voice, the teacher's voice. In the name of Jesus, raise us, oh God. Raise us, oh God. Raise us, oh God, to be. Raise us, oh God. Raise us, oh God. Raise us and bring people our way who correct us. People our way who teach us. People our way who nurture us. People our way my God and my Father. Tatezodo Manibra Kudiatai Malo Zini Mihantaya. People direct us, people who teach us, people who instruct us the way to go. Oh God, Manumra Siyatai. There are times in your life what you need is a direction. That God will say, my son, my daughter, do this, don't go here, go here and that, and you are settled.
Lele Bozadi Baya Baba. God bless you, my brother, Apostle Godfrey. Apostle, God bless you for coming here. Marado Shini Miyantara Bazana. Makodi Biyada Bazini Miyantalada.
We need that voice in our life. We need a voice that corrects, a voice in our life, in our circumstance. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, raise a voice in us. Nemo kunimi hanta. Radini mizo sete. Parados ketezi. Tatini reskete. Mankone meredu. Mahante. Manumbra skudia. Meno shele bebebebe.
Marinde le godimia. Raise this voice in us, God. Raise this voice, oh God.
Makunimra adiminia. Zadobo kodiba tinimiante. Paradis godea. Ilem baradini miza. Ilem tolobo shinimianta. Ipapali da. Ipapali do shtete. Ipapali do shtete. Ilemo kru adinimisata. Imarantinimianta.
Everybody needs a voice that when you are going wrong, someone can look at you at the face and say, my friend, my brother, my son, my daughter, I think this time around you are going wrong.
Father, we don't let us be so proud that when people correct us, we can't receive.
Oh glory Father,
don't let us be so proud that when people correct us, God, we don't want to miss the mark. We don't want to miss the target. We want to stay focused in God. We want to stay true to God, true to our calling like never before. Mahintolo ziyataya. Limbro sidi miyanta. That we will not miss the mark, my God. That we will not miss the mark, my Father. That we will not miss the mark in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need people who open up our eyes. The Bible makes us understand that there was a time on the road to Emmaus. Jesus met a man, Cleophas, and his friend. And the Bible said they were walking with Jesus. But their eyes, their revelatory eyes, was not open to behold that the one who they are walking with was the one who the whole Bible was written about. We need people who open up our eyes. May God open up our eyes, even our understanding eye, in the name of Jesus. We need our eyes to be opened. There are times that you'll be lying with an opportunity for a whole lot of time that you would not know this is an opportunity. But as God broods his spirit upon you, and God broods his spirit upon you, and God breathes his spirit upon you, your eyes will begin to open. There are times your husband will be at the same office with you. There are times your wife will be around you, but you'll be walking with someone's wife. You'll be walking with the woman who is about killing you. You'll be walking with the one who sent you to doom. You'll be dating the person who will crush your spirit entirely. But when your eyes are open, when your eyes are opened by our God, when the prophetic voice is raised in you, when the prophetic voice is raised in you, your senses become sharper. You will not just become like Cleophas and the friend on the road of Emmaus. When Jesus stayed with them, they only saw Jesus at the end of the conversation. They only saw Jesus. The Bible said Jesus provided them with food, and after they ate, their eyes was open. The scales on their eyes was open. I pray that may you be filled with heavenly food, that your eyes will be open tonight. I pray that may you be filled with heavenly bread, that as you eat this bread tonight, your eyes will be open, your understanding will be open, you will begin to behold opportunities, you will begin to hold the revelations in the Bible. You pick John chapter 1 verse 1, and as you are saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the
the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. As you read scriptures like that, as you read them, God will pour out. You not just pick the raw Word of God, but God will give you understanding, and the understanding will be applicable to the people that you give to them. My God and my Father, may you receive this eye. May you receive this eye. May you receive this eye. My God and my Father, that you not just go through the Bible just like that. People pick scripture and they read from Genesis, they read Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. They'll read throughout the whole Bible. They'll read it and it becomes raw to them. But as God speaks to you, as God opens up thou your eyes, your mind's understanding, you begin to hold the mysteries in His Word. The Bible said, Jesus said, search the scripture. So scripture needs to be searched. My God and my Father, your revelatory eyes open. I'm seeing someone whose eyes is open for opportunities. You will see that you will be walking past this thing for so long, but one day God will just open up your eyes and you will see that this place is a mega place. It is loaded with money and it is loaded with an opportunity. It is loaded with financial blessings, and you will just not look at it like that. Places that people look and they say, oh, this place, there is no money. God is about opening down your understanding, the prophetic voice in you, in the name of my Lord Jesus, my God. And my Father, I pray for an apostolic voice for you. Voices that build. God is raising this voice in you. You will build. You will build. You will be a builder, my God and my Father. You will not just be an ordinary person, but you will be a builder. You will build to the glory of God, my Father. You will not just stay there. The free, oh my God, my Father. The Bible says, whatever thing that your hands finds to do, do it with all your might. And the Bible says that whatever thing that your hand starts, you shall finish it. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, you will not start anything that you will not finish. Oh, Makaduna, Ligra Diba Zunimian, Taliga Dia, Irakadini Mazunimian, Taragaduni Bazinimiata. God is about raising you to build. God is about raising you to build the marriage. God is about raising you to build the home. God is about raising you to build the ministry. God is about raising you to build the career. You build, and because of you, a lot of people will be saved. Because of you, a lot of people will have something to eat. Because of you, a lot of people will have shelter, place to stay. Because of you, because of your build, because of the apostolic nature and the apostolic voice that God is raising through you. Oh, Mahinda, Rikadini Mihanta, you will build. My God, my Father, I pray for the teacher's voice in you. I pray that you will teach people the way. You will teach people sanity. You will teach people. Oh, Makini Miyan Talabasandada. David said, teach me the way, the righteous way, that I will not omit from this way. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I see God raising people who throw the light of God, the word of God, as a light unto the path of people. I see people who teach people the ways of God. The Bible said the word of God is an inspiration of God and is good for teaching, for correcting, for rebuking in righteousness, in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Bible says, for the grace of God, it has appeared unto all men. It teaches us. The grace of God is a teacher. I pray that through the grace of God, you will teach people. You will bring sanity, clarity in this generation, in this crooked and perverse
generation. I see you bringing sanity in this generation, my God. Oh my father, when people are going astray, I see God raising you and raising you to bring people on the right track. I see God raising a pastoral voice here. People who counsel, people who coach, people who nurture people. My God, as you lift up your voice and you pray with me, I see God raising you as a counselor. I see young ladies, young guys standing in front of pulpits, encouraging the youth, putting golden and wisdom nuggets into their heads, putting arguments of grace into their spirit, raising people, my God, nurturing people, raising all of them, my God. I see people that who go into the camp of the enemy, who pick gays, who pick lesbians, and put the Bible into their hands, and they'll follow you to preach. I see people who nurture people, who pick people from the muddy areas, from the gutters, from the waters, from slums. You pick these people and you nurture them, pastor them, raise them, feed them, my God and my Father. Kunidi kadaba kunimi hanta yantolo basia da kadabaya ledegede tata tato sata mama ni akada teregedegede buso iagodobo shatakad. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you for prayer. Somebody said, I'm receiving something. Okay, my God. You become a voice. The issue is that there are a lot of noises in our generation. There are a lot of noise. We need a voice. You see, there are a lot of noise in our generation. So before you talk to people's hearing, before you talk to people's hearing, you must be a recognized voice. Else people will not hear you. There are a lot of noise. God is making you a voice. Somebody say, I am a voice. In every place, in every sector of life, there is a voice. You see, there are voices that when they talk, the politics, the face of politics shake because a voice has spoken. There are musicians that when they speak, every musician pay attention. There are musicians that when they release a song, nobody wants to release a song with that same musician. Why? Because a recognized voice is releasing a song, and if you go and release a song in that same time, nobody will listen to yours. In as much as yours might be nicer, more anointed than the person, more sensible than the person, as long as a song is released by that same person, nobody will listen to you. Why? Because that person has become a voice. Someone can play a song and there is just two words in the song and everybody will be singing that song. A voice. There are preachers. We have preachers who preach. I am telling you right now, if I hear Duncan Williams, Father Duncan Williams, Archbishop, speaking right now on this podbean, me as a host, I will leave mine and I'll go and listen to him, because a voice is speaking. There are preachers, but when one man speaks, it resonates because a voice is speaking. You need to become a voice to make an impact. You need to become a voice. Christians, let us become voices. Voices that echoes in the corridors of power. Voices that echoes in the corridors of power.
God, make me a voice. The Lord, I will be a voice. The Lord, I will be a voice. You need a voice, else because of the noise in the inner generation, nobody will listen to you. It should be your prayer, God, raise me as a voice. If you are doing yourself and you don't want to become a voice, at least pray for your kids, okay? Pray for your kids that God raise my descendants to be voices, because we need Christian voices. I remember my days in the university. There was a time my whole hall would be light out in my hall. I would just pick my phone, dial a number, and say, Charlie, I'm having a service, so switch on the light for me. Then within 2 minutes, the light is back. Right after my service, I'll call. I say, please, I am done. Can you switch off the light again? Then it goes off. A voice. There are people that when they are hosting programs, because of their voice, they just talk to one person, two people, and because of them, they won't be light up at a place. If you don't want to become a voice, pray that your friends should become voices. You can write on the voices of your friends to make it in life. But I'm sure you want to become a voice, right? Because I want to be a voice. Let your response come. I want to be a voice, God. I want to be a voice. A strong voice. A strong voice. A strong voice. A unique voice. A unique voice. A unique voice. I want to be a voice. A global, unique, powerful voice. Strong. Global, a unique voice. History tells us that there was one president, this Scotland, who said, I don't fear anything, I just fear the prayer of John Knox. All the political things, I'm not afraid. But when one Christian, John Knox, make a prayer, I'm afraid. A whole president has recognized a voice. A whole president has recognized a voice of a believer. You need a voice. You need a voice. The Lord bless you. Let's pray our last prayer, okay? I was going through Facebook. Let's pray our last prayer. I was going through Facebook. Then I saw a 2 minute video of Archbishop Nicholas and Uncle Williams. He was praying. And then he made a prayer that someone was supposed to give him money, but the person was tossing him. The person said, I left it home. Today, I left it. Oh, pastor, I brought it home, but my wife took the Bible. And he told a story of how he went to the person's house to collect the money. And all that. So I had a prayer point from that. There are some people who need to do you good. Until they do you good, they should not rest. I am telling you. There are some people who should give you money. Until they give you that money, they should not rest. You can look at me you can look at me the way anyhow you want to look at me. But I am praying this prayer. There are some people, they must send you money. There are some institutions, they must send you a Gmail message writing, congratulations, you've gotten the scholarships. There are some institutions, they must send you a ride and call you, come for an interview, or you have passed the interview. Share. There are some people, unless they send you mobile money, they should no, they can't. Tell them, oh God. Any person who needs to do me good, who is carrying my money, who is carrying my promotion, until they do it, they should not rest. Until they should not rest. The Bible said, someone said, until David comes back from the backside of the wilderness, I am not sitting. How can a whole day, a whole Samuel, someone who God says that none of his prophecies fell to the ground unfulfilled, wait for a small boy? Charlie, there are institutions, there are some VCs, there are some lecturers, unless they send you some A in your portal, unless they send you some B+ in your portal, that some people, unless they release some money into you this week, unless they release some money to you this month, they should not rest. Lift up your voice and make a prayer. Lift up your voice. Pray. Hey, money heisting people. Money heisting people. Opportunity heisting people. Opportunity heisting people. God can. If you are praying that, oh God, I need money, God will call someone to give you money. If you are praying for opportunity, God will call someone to bring an opportunity. Anything that God does, He does it through someone. So as long as those people release them, they should not be free. Let God reveal Himself to them. In the video, Archbishop said that there was someone that he sowed a seed. He himself, he sowed a seed. His last money, I think some $200 or something, or $20. He sowed that seed. Then one man of God brought him $50,000. Then the next day, they met. Then the man of God says, Archbishop said, how are you? He said, no, I'm not fine. He said, why? He said, me, I'm not fine. The issue is that God told me to bring you $100,000. But I refused. I gave you half of the money. I wanted to use half for something. But I could not sleep the whole night. So this is the other $50,000. Pick this. And he gave it back. These were two men of God dealing. Two men of God. The blessing of one man of God was in the pocket of one man of God. To all you know, the blessing that you need is in someone's pocket. It's in someone's pocket. The person should release it. No rest for the person who should do you good. No rest for the person. Until the person does it, no rest. No sleep. Maradakadabaya. Tolo godobozunimi. Mandelo Godibia Tati Kata Lendos Yede Godo Yande Godo Zibibi and Nataya Dada Baba Babo Shadab Kondoro Bobo Melo Godo Bosunimi and Telegedebe Legris Tate Zede. My God, my God, my God, my God, Tata Tata. Your promotion is in someone's pocket. A whole one person can buy you a house, oh, by prayer. One person can take care of you from level 100 to 400. Take care of you in your masters. Take care of you to do your PhD. One person. It's not your mother, your biological parents, who should always look after you on this earth. It does not happen always. Receive it and pray. Pray. Pray, it is coming. 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 My God, Lara da bazini miyada. Hondo lo bojo. Lo bo 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 bo. Lego do bozo do bo. Taradeshi. Mambaradaba. The person will call you this week. The person will call you. I don't know what happened. Receive this. Have you taken this? The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. It is done. In the name of Jesus. Have you enjoyed today's service? Have you enjoyed today's service? We seal all our prayers in the blood of Jesus. The Bible said that the angel of the Lord told Daniel, Daniel, the day that you prayed, your response was released. But the prince of Persia held your response from getting to you. I decree upon your head that nobody can resist your response from coming to you in the name of Jesus. Nobody God bless you, Uncle. Massive revival has taken place in me. I can't stop praying. Oh, God bless you so much. The Lord bless you so, so much. Tomorrow is our please, if today is your first time of joining us, kindly follow Growing Together podcast. Kindly pick my number, contact me so that you'll be able to follow all our services. Amen, amen, amen. My number is +0544 178 498. 0544 178 498. I am in Ghana, so if you are not in Ghana, you add +233 to 8. That is the Ghanaian code, +233. So my number is 0544 178 498. There are people here that I don't contact me. Monica, take the number and contact me. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Benewa and Abena Owusu, I have not received your message. Abena Owusuwa. Wow. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Eri Bay, how are you? Eri Bay, please pick my number. Gregory, please send me a message. God bless you, sir. My number 0544 178 498. God bless you so much. Highly anointed, humble man of God. More grace. More grace, my brother, heaven to home. God bless you so much. All right. Abna says, Abna, please send it again. My number is, my contacts are plenty, so there are times the messages I can't. Everybody, please send me a message, okay? Tomorrow is our strictly prophetic service. Tomorrow, on Monday, we did teaching service. On Monday, we talked about one of the best topics that I've enjoyed myself. That is grace and truth service. And on Tuesday we talked about I've forgotten what we did on Tuesday. On Tuesday we did a preaching service. Yeah, I've forgotten. We are connected. Yeah. On Tuesday we did one of my best messages. We are connected. Then today we did a prayer service. So Friday, the time is 9 p.m. GMT. It's strictly prophetic. Strictly prophetic.
whereby you trust God for a higher realms in the prophetic.
Tomorrow will be fire. As we say, tomorrow will be what? Corrosive. Tomorrow will be corrosive. Corrosive Fridays. Tomorrow is corrosive. Tomorrow, I'll be in the room of prayer. I'll pray the whole day. Receive all the prophetic words. And I'll come and release it upon you. Right? Gideon, like this, I will talk to you about something that you should know. That happened in the SHS. You should know. You go deeper. Monica, I will talk to you about something. I will talk to you about a necklace. I will talk to you about someone who is called A, with the initial A, M-A. We will go deeper. Initial M-A. Oh, we will go deeper. Boom. Let me give headlines. Corrosive Fridays. Let me give headlines so that way you will know that your something is where, somewhere. You must go and collect it. So when I give you headlines, you know your something is somewhere. I must go and collect it. Be like this. I will talk to you about how God is going to raise you to be one of the most influential speakers. You will speak. Be. Your voice will be so much anointed. You will be so much elevated. You will cause a whole lot of things even in the teaching area. All these things are there. Don't worry. So don't mess. Because this week I'm so much on fire for God. I'm so much on fire for God. Coming like this, the Lord showed me something. The Lord showed me someone you have connected to, a man of God you have connected even in there. The last time I prophesied to you, I said you have a company around the Kumasi. Jesus should remind me. Around the, my God, Angonaga Junction area. There is even a man of God you are connected around that area too. So all these things, you must come. All these things. Abnadua, I'll come and talk to you about something. About something that happened and what God is going to cause you to do in something. Boom. So please don't miss it. Lydia, I'll be talking to you. And I'll be talking to you about someone that you are not in good terms with. Why? I'll explain a lot of things. And I'll explain, Lydia, I'll go ahead and I'll explain how God is going to also raise another ministry, because another job. Because as I was praying, I saw God lifting another job, giving you another job. You are in hard times, giving you another job. That job that God is going to give you will even earn more money than the two things that you are involved in right now. Because I'm seeing you into this this marketing. So Nina, we will go. So you see all this thing. Asan, I'll be talking to you about how God will raise you and why your and I'm seeing why I explain certain things, why daddy died at that age, and I'll explain something why God is going to raise you and God is going to use you and why God is going to cause your academics to shift and why God is going to, oh I love you too, my God. You see that thing. Tomorrow you talk plenty. Peace is A. This guy, Ofosu something. Is he, where is he? Gideon. I'll explain certain things to you because I've even gone to a place like this that you are even in lab coats and all that, and how God is going to cause you one. God is going to cause you and give you some things because I'm seeing you in a white dress, lab coat on. And Peter like this, I will explain to you and that girl that you like, you know, I'll explain something about that girl that you like. Yes. Caroline, I this. I'll explain something. Oh, I'll explain something relating to because in your house, probably I know your house more than you. You don't know where the orange tree in your house. You don't know where when it was planted. See, you see the things. The white coat in there. There. Mapache. Okay, my brother, you took your headlights on Tuesday. You are Carol. I'll explain why this orange tree and all this. You don't know. I explain why God is going to raise you and all that. And I explain why those two boys are crazy about you. And why you should wait. You should not mind them. You should write the exams. I'll explain all. Cassandra, I'll explain the angel of God that God released into your life today. I'll explain how it came about. This headlines. Olivia, I explained to you what I saw when your family. I'll explain certain things in your family. Oh my God. Redeemer, I'll be talking to you plenty. My God. Yeah, but what's now? Don't miss you. The main plan is to just bring two or three people. If you bring two or three people, I'll start with you. I'll spend 30 minutes on you. What I did to Cassandra the last time. Spend 30 minutes. Only on you. The white coat, Erade, yes, white coat, no. Because I saw you in lab coat and all that. Of Gideon. Yo, you are in lab coat and all that. You talk. Challenge me, Israel. The time as well. I'm circa 2 minutes. I want you to know that everything that happens here is by the doing of God, is by Jesus. It's Jesus that grants us the ability, Jesus that grants us the strength, Jesus that grants us the some of us we are not ordained, but the thing that God is doing today, the testimony that happened. I was praying for some people. Testimony happened like 30 seconds testimony. I pray for the person, someone that some company be that they went into agreement. The company no practical one of us. So in actual sense, or the company in the car. Then that same company will call him. Oh, please, you want to come and go and buy this thing for us. How much will you take? And you think my God is there? It is Jesus. And you think Antiakosi abakosi ne yesa. Yes, Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the master. Jesus is this. It is Jesus complete. I love you so much. Let us live for Jesus. Please follow me. Please pick my number. Pick my number and let's interact. The Lord bless you so much. Lord bless you so much. If my money is with you, release it also. If my money is with you, you see me too. I was praying some. Oh God, anybody my money is with, don't let the person rest. So it's like you are praying against somebody. Me too, I'm praying. You don't know, maybe you are the one. The Lord bless you so much. The Lord increase.